We've brought you examples before of parents having the police call on them for disciplining their children. And in one case, there was a child throwing a tantrum and refusing to get out of a car. The father took the child out of the car and went inside as the child was kicking and screaming. And some neighbours were watching on. And when the father got inside the house, the next thing he knows, there's a knock on the door and the boys and girls in blue had arrived. The neighbour had seen what was going on and thought that the people next door were abusing their children. And anyone who's got a toddler knows that it can be very hard to deal with them when they're mid-meltdown. There's been cases as well that we have discussed where parents have had police called on them in the supermarket because their child has had a tantrum. And the parent has disciplined that child in the supermarket and there have been police officers waiting at the checkout when they leave. Today there's another case. Judge Paul Conlon has thrown out an AVO against a father who lifted his son out of bed when he refused to get up. Judge Conlon says the father was just being a responsible adult and parent when he forcefully pulled his son out of the bed. Now, the father says the boy repeatedly refused to get out of bed, to put his school uniform on, to make an 8 a.m. medical appointment. The boy apparently threw a tantrum, and Dad then tried to lift him out of the bed, picking him up under the arms. The son later accused the father of grabbing him by the throat. Judge Conlon says the boy was probably just not used to living in a household where he had to do what he was told. It didn't help the son's case that he claimed his throat was still hurting 5 months after the incident. And there were a few other question marks as well. He's only a kid, but he said to investigators that his father never gave him a birthday present. It turns out he was given a pair of Nike sneakers and an Apple TV. And when he was reminded of this, the boy said, "Oh, well, I didn't like them much." Now, I don't know what went on inside that home, but I do know Paul Conlon. And he says that mum and dads who live in the real world would agree that no parent should be punished for letting their child know who's in charge. I agree with that, and knowing Paul Conlon and knowing how strong his radar is as a judge when it comes to working out who's telling the truth and who's not, I back his judgment on this case, but it's an interesting one. If the father's story is true, it's a bit of a worry that you can't pick your child up when they're mid-tantrum through fear that you might be accused of assault.